This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Conrad. It's a very special day today. We're having a rally at 1 o'clock today and we're speaking with one of the conveners of Equal Love Melbourne. A very good morning to you, Ali.
Hello.
Today is the Equal Love Rally all around Australia.
National Day of Action. It marks 6 years since the government changed the Marriage Act to say that marriage is an institution between only a man and a woman. Every year we've been coming out and today is the sixth anniversary. It's all across Australia. 1 week before the federal election, there's going to be thousands of people across Australia coming out and having their say. So it's pretty exciting.
It's awesome.
And what time is the one in Melbourne kicking off?
It's at 1 o'clock at the State Library, which for people that have never been to the State Library, it's just across the road from Melbourne Central on Swanston Street, on the corner of La Trobe and Swanston Street.
It's quite funny how you have to give a shopping centre reference for one of the most beautiful buildings in Melbourne.
Yeah. So plenty of public transport opportunities to get into the city if you don't drive or ride push bikes or anything like that. The trams go straight up.
Yeah, but get there before we take to the streets because then they'll be blocking the tram. So, make sure you get there before 1 o'clock. We've got a lot of speeches that are going to be happening and a few performances before we march down to Spring Street where we're going to have a mass illegal wedding.
Awesome.
So midwinter vows happening.
Yep.
With people that perhaps are in a very committed relationship that want to celebrate that in a kind of a legal way. It gives it a nice excitement to it.
Yeah. Anything you do en masse at things like that that's got a tinge of illegalness is kind of good.
Yeah, it's interesting, because some people have taken it really seriously in the past and they've really wanted to have their relationships recognised in the eyes of the law and they see themselves as married after the rally.
Oh, awesome.
But then you also get people that are just friends and they want to play a part of it. So anybody and everybody is welcome to be a part of the Midwinter Vows. We don't discriminate.
Awesome. No, we should.
So what do we say to people that say, you know what, I heard something like you got your super and you got some other laws and isn't that enough?
I think the answer to that is a little bit is not equal enough. For full equal rights, in the eyes of the law, everything should be equal. So as long as there is a law in place that says that only heterosexual people can get married, it's not good enough. And if we win marriage rights, I think that it can change people's perceptions of gay and lesbian people, and it also make young gay people feel like a lot less alienated in society, that it's recognised in the eyes of the law that you're no different to your heterosexual brothers and sisters.
So you said we've got some speeches here in Melbourne and some performances. What can we expect?
We can expect we've got the famous lesbian Ruby Rose that I've been getting lots of tweets and Facebook messages and about, lots of young excited people that I think it might be coming especially.
Yeah.
And we've also got two people that are running for the seat of Melbourne. We've got Kath Botell from Labor and Adam Bandt from the Greens, and they're going head to head. So that's going to be a bit interesting. Our own little debate up on the stage. And
won't be as bad as the other one that was on TV, I'm sure.
Yeah, it won't be anywhere near as boring.
Yeah, good.
And we've also got some performances. We've got Adrian Ladoni, who's a Broadway singer, and he provided the lyrics for the first Pride March in Melbourne.
Totally.
And we'll have Polly Filler, the drag act. We'll also hear speakers from, we'll hear speakers from the National Union of Students, the Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, Rainbow Families, and we'll also have an Aboriginal lesbian doing a welcome to the land. So that's pretty important, I think.
Fantastic. Mm. So where are you marching to and from?
We're starting at the State Library and we'll be marching to the Marriage Registry Office, which is where we'll hold the Midwinter Vows.
Excellent.
Now, these rallies are going on all around Australia and I know that Twitter has been afire with people tweeting the details. If you're listening online at joy.org.au, you can head across to equallove.info to find out where your local rally is, but they're going on in Sydney and Brisbane and Canberra and Adelaide and Perth and Newcastle and Byron Bay and Hobart and Wollongong and Ballarat, like a lot of places.
It's happening
and,
everywhere.
Darwin and also Lismore, which I like to call Lesmore. And And what I've noticed on Twitter is there's a lot of straight comedians. Oh, I say a lot, but a couple of straight comedians are putting their support there. So in Sydney, we've got Will Anderson, and in Brisbane, we've got Michelle Laurie. So I really love that, this idea of these kind of married with kids people.
Yeah.
Taking time out of their day to stand up and say, no, I think that it's unfair that everybody doesn't have equal rights.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people don't see it as a gay issue. I think that, you know, everybody gains from having equality in the eyes of the law. So I think that it's not even an issue if you've got an interest in getting married or not. I've got no interest in getting married, not in the near future or, or at any time, really. But I think that I see it as an issue of equality, and so should everybody else. Like, I encourage my family, friends, everybody to come out, because over 60% of Australians support this, and we know that over 60% of Australians don't identify with the LGBT community. Yeah, I think that the point is that, like, it's a very popular demand, and so people should not be passive about their support and come out on the streets and take a stand, because as long as we're silent about this, the governments are going to continue to ignore us. So it's really important that we come out on the streets and have our say.
I think that's really important.
So Conrad's been talking about heading off to LA this week, and something pretty big happened in California this week.
Yep, that's right. They got rid of the famous Proposition 8.
So tell us about that. What was that about?
Well, Proposition 8 was basically their ban on same-sex marriage, and they actually got it repealed after a massive campaign there, but then they reintroduced it again. Mm. And so, but we've seen in the courts over the past week that they have withdrawn it again, which is hopefully for the last time, because you can really see with laws like that how they can play with people's lives. Like, so many people got married the first time around and then that's it. Then it's not recognised. Yeah. And then, all these people again are lining up to to get married again. So I think that, I think hopefully this time it's going to be for good. And we've seen all around the world, this has been an issue that people have been fighting for. There's 10 countries, I think, maybe it's 11 now, that have lifted the ban on same-sex marriage, and we've seen other victories, like in California. It's about time Australia
got
Australia
with
gets
the program.
A piece of it.
Yeah.
Totally.
And finally, can I ask you, when people ask you the question, what's wrong with a civil union, or what's wrong with registering your relationship?
I think because it still puts you in second-class citizen status. Like, there's nothing wrong with civil unions, but we should be able to have marriage as well. It still says that one section of society is less deserving than another. I think it's important that, you know, we want full rights, and we're going to keep fighting until we get full rights, and there's going to be no halfway about it.
Brilliant. Yeah, and I like to ask those people that say that, well, why can't we have marriage?
And I think to have the convener of Equal Love say, I don't want to get married, doesn't really bother me, but I'm standing up and I'm being a part of this huge movement because I want it for you and everyone else out there.
Well, we've got all the details here at Joy 94.9. We'll all be down there. You should come along if you need to check when it's on or what's going on. Equallove.info is the website. Joy 94.9, you're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Conrad. Thanks so much, Ali. We'll see you down there at 1
o'clock. Thanks for having me. See you later.
Thank you.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.